Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you've ever been in an empty house before. Have you ever been in an empty house that didn't have any furniture? Yeah, okay. Well, when you move into an empty house, it's just a house, right? But when you bring all your stuff in, that's when it becomes home. When you move all your furniture into the rooms and you put your pictures up on the walls and you hang your clothes in the closet and you get all of your stuff, that house becomes a home. It becomes a place for you to belong. And we all have places where we belong. So you guys have your room at home. It's got all your stuff in it. It's your room. It's not your sister's room or your brother's room. It is yours. And that is a place where you belong. You belong in your family. Your family is yours and you are theirs. And you belong here in this big church. Church family. We all have a place to belong here at church. And we also have one more place where we belong, and that is in God's house. Not just this church, but also God's heavenly home. So in Psalm 84, David talks about how wonderful God's dwelling is, how great God's house is. And he says that he longs for the day when he can be in God's house, that everything has found a home in God's house. He talks about even the smallest birds have a place to belong with God. And he even says that better is one day in God's house than 1,000 elsewhere. So I want you to think about the best place you can imagine. Maybe that place is Six Flags, or maybe that place is a room filled with candy or with toys, or maybe it's a mansion, or maybe it's a city that you love. The best place that you can imagine. But David says that one day in God's house is better than 1,000 days in even the best place that we can imagine. God gives us a place to belong, and eventually we will go to God's house, God's heavenly home. But until then, God gives us a place to belong here. We come to this church where we are part of God's family, and we come to worship God and to celebrate all that God has done. No matter what, you always have a place to belong with God. So let's pray and thank God that he always gives us a place to belong, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for giving us places to belong. We praise you for how wonderful you are and for all that you do for us. Help us to always remember that we have a place to belong with you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.